FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
More stakeholders react to the recently released Financial Intelligence Center FIC report.
Sasco First Quantum Minerals, SQM and Barrick have partnered to strengthen, modernize Zambia's power infrastructure in the northwestern province.
In international news, former Central African Republic CAR Football Federation head Patrice Edogard Ngisoana has been found guilty of committing 28 war crimes and crimes against humanity by judges at the International Criminal Court, ICC.
In sports news, Zambia's Avram Grant ready for Chan Challenge.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala.
I'm Grace Wanji.
Stakeholders have expressed different feelings over the recently released Financial Intelligence Center FIC report, which has exposed huge illicit financial flows despite a reduction in such frauds. One of the flagged suspicions highlighted is the illegal mineral trade syndicate involving Zambians and foreign nationals, which so far has triggered widespread concern. Action Institute for Policy Analysis Center, APAC, has condemned the illicit activities, urging the government to take immediate action to prevent further losses to the Treasury. APAC Executive Director Solomon Ngoma has therefore recommended for the strengthening of regulations, increasing transparency in mineral trade transactions, and swift action against those involved. Mr. Ngoma has further emphasized the need for international cooperation to combat organized crime and illicit financial flows, highlighting the cross-border nature of the syndicate. He said his organization remains committed to promoting transparency and accountability in Zambia's mining sector, working towards a more just and prosperous society for all Zambians.
The SIC has detected suspected tax evasion and money laundering schemes with estimated outflows of the 1 billion related to suspected illicit financial frauds in the first quarter of 2024 alone. IPAC condemns these illicit activities and urges the government to take immediate action to prevent further losses to the Treasury. We recommend that the government should strengthen regulations to prevent tax evasion and money laundering in the mining sector. There should be increased transparency in the mineral trade transactions, including detailed reporting, monitoring of suspicious activities. Law enforcement agencies should take swift and decisive action against individuals and companies involved in these illicit activities. Given the cross-border nature of the syndicate, IPAC emphasizes the need for international cooperation to combat organized crime and illicit financial frauds.
Zesco First Quantum Minerals, FQM and Barrick have partnered to strengthen and modernize Zambia's power infrastructure in the northwestern province. The initiative aims to stabilize the 330-kilovolt electricity network, ensuring long-term reliability and supporting expanding mining operations. The project involves installing static synchronous compensators, STATCOMs, to mitigate voltage fluctuations and maintain grid stability. This will enhance the reliability of the power supply and support the integration of renewable energy sources. FQM Country Director Anthony Mokutuma says their commitment to energy investment extends beyond operational need, and it is about building a sustainable future and national economic growth. The partnership highlights the importance of public-private collaboration in driving national development. All infrastructure developed will remain fully owned by ZESCO, reinforcing the national utility's role in delivering sustainable and reliable power.
And within a separate development, the Southern Province Administration has committed Kariba Minerals Limited and ZCCMIH for their strong partnership with government in delivering developmental projects worth over 700,000 kwacha to the Mapatizia community. Speaking during the commissioning ceremony, Southern Province Permanent Secretary Dr. Namani Monze, who was represented by Deputy Permanent Secretary Yolanta Mutiambe Mulanda, described the collaboration as a model for impactful corporate social responsibility. Dr. Monze explained that the projects include a solar-powered borehole and water system, as well as solar energy installations at the clinic, police station, school and market. He added that the water project, valued at 353,075 kwacha, is expected to improve access to clean and reliable water, while 364,723 kwacha, 45 ngwe, will lead to solar installations, which will enhance the delivery of 45 essential services such as healthcare, education, and security. Government acknowledged that even before the commissioning, Kariba Minerals had been supporting the local clinic and police station with weekly water deliveries. The company also continues to provide employment to local residents. Dr. Monze called on more private sector players to partner with government in addressing community needs and stressed that such collaborations are key to building resilient and self-sustaining communities. ZCCMIH board chairperson Pesto Musonda noted that the solar installations offer a clean, cost-effective solution to the long-standing energy and water challenges of the area, emphasizing that ZCCMIH is committed to investments that improve the lives of communities beyond mineral extraction. Kariba Minerals board chairperson Professor Francis Tembo said the project reflects a shared belief within ZCCMIH that no community should be left behind, describing the interventions as a demonstration of true partnership, responsibility, sustainability and care for the communities that support their operations and share their values.
The Small Scale Farmers Development Agency, SAFADA, has cautioned government against rushing to blacklist farmers who fail to comply with the new Farmers Input Support Program FIS requirement. SAFADA Executive Director Boyd Mowe says though the agency welcomes government's new maize marketing regulation, it will be crucial if government exercises patience in blacklisting farmers who will delay in complying with the new regulation. Mr. Mwombwe has therefore called on farmers under the Farmer Input Support Program to cooperate with the Food Reserve Agency in order to protect the country's food security. He adds that the new requirement for FISP beneficiaries to sell at least 10 50kg bags of maize to the FRA is a fair deal since the inputs provided are not free. Meanwhile, Mr. Mwombwe has noted with concern that some farmers may be unable to meet the quota due to poor as well as their quick sell to briefcase buyers.
We have had issues about selling fertilizer on the market, this and that. There are a lot of issues around this kind of support. Yeah, so the mandatory was good. It's a good thing to do because farmers need to also support government in one way or another. And they are not even, government is not even saying maybe it's for free, but they are going to be paid. Okay, so the current situation where it's now coming out that farmers are choosing to sell their maize to FRA, to government, it's very unfortunate. I think we urge farmers to really consider how they suffer to access fertilizer, especially those who are vulnerable but viable. You know, this program was set for that. Now, if they are not able to comply with government regulations or requests, I think we are being very unfair as farmers.
Mwombwe Town Council has announced the immediate implementation of a 15% waiver on property rates for residential, micro and small business properties. Council Assistant Public Relations Officer Grace Lungu says this waiver will be in effect until 31st September 2025. She explained that this measure follows a directive from the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development, which advised councils nationwide to introduce rate waiver or abatement schemes and adopt a more flexible payment arrangement for ratepayers. The waiver is intended to alleviate the financial pressures faced by property owners amid ongoing global and local economic challenges.